Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The White House is pointing to Iran for attacks on three commercial ships in the Red Sea Sunday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The position of the United States, consistent with the position of the UN Security Council and consistent with the position of maritime nations across the world, is that attacks on commercial shipping in international waters are totally unacceptable and have to stop. And what we are doing now is engaging in intensive consultations with partners and allies to determine the appropriate next steps.
The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones after receiving distress calls from ships in the Red Sea. Houthi forces were numbered at roughly 200,000 fighters at last count in 2020. The United States Air Force says the wreckage of a military aircraft has been found off the coast of Japan. A search team found the Osprey aircraft that crashed during a training exercise last week, along with five deceased crew members. So far, none of the remains have been identified. Two crew members still remain unaccounted for after yesterday's discovery. Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, believes he has enough votes to launch the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Johnson says the inquiry has become a necessary step. The House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. The Biden administration has called the impeachment efforts illegitimate. The House Oversight Committee has revealed dozens of offshore bank accounts tied to the Biden family. Representative James Comer.
A document that we're releasing today raises new questions about how President Biden personally benefited from his family's shady influence peddling of his last name and their access to him.
A Christmas tree shortage is being felt with less than 3 weeks to go. The biggest problem seems to be that people just aren't tree farming like they used to. Experts believe the cost of a real Christmas tree this year is up about 10% and will cost, on average, between $80 and $100. USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Evacuations are underway after Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, sending volcanic ash thousands of feet into the air. 11 climbers were killed and a dozen more are missing. The eruption has covered everything in ash. Authorities have raised the second highest alert, restricting activities within 2 miles of the crater. A Boston newlywed was severely mauled to death by a shark while paddleboarding in the Bahamas the day after her wedding. The unidentified 44-year-old was killed yesterday morning while 3/4 of a mile off the coast of the Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort with a male relative. A large explosion at a home in Arlington, Virginia is making its way around social media. The Arlington County Police Department says that officers were trying to execute a search warrant when someone inside the home started shooting a gun with an explosion following afterwards. Ashley Savage is the public information officer for the Arlington County Police Department on NBC News last night.
Officers on scene suffered minor injuries, but none of our officers required transport to the hospital. At this point, we're only aware of one individual who was inside the home. Because of the discharge of the flare gun to the outside of the residence, individuals in the area started to report the shots heard in the area. As a result, our officers responded to investigate that incident and ultimately determined the suspect had discharged the flare gun outside the residence.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Happy Tuesday already, huh? Can you believe this? We are in December. It's beginning to feel a whole lot like Christmas, isn't it? Well, good to have you with us. We've got John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, the author and constitutional legal beagle, and going to be talking about, the White House's latest invasion of our privacy. This was written back in 1966. We are rapidly entering the age of no privacy, where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, where there are no secrets from government. This was written by William Douglas, dissenting in the Osborne versus United States decision. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Very, very busy with all the cases we're doing, so trying to keep freedom alive, but it's going to be very difficult, to be honest with you.
Well, there's no doubt. It requires all hands on deck. I say all hands on deck. Certainly there needs to be a concerted effort, and you want to wake people up. And you've been shouting from the timbers for decades here that we're losing our liberties. And it seems that especially under this current administration, Barack Obama took us a long way down the road with his charm and this idea of a fundamental transformation of America. But Joe Biden has doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on everything that Barack Obama started when it comes to impinging on our constitutional rights.
Biden's not doing anything except sitting in his office, I think, and eating or whatever. The government is run by, it's really clearly shown the deep state, which a very detailed Princeton University study showed that the government that's called the federal government is run by 585 billionaires, which is called the floor group by the FBI. So we're run by a very corporate hierarchy that wants money. They see us as data bits. And now with the emergence of AI, which is moving quickly, folks, I'm just warning you, listen up, there are even churches that are using it for sermons. And it's writing bills for local governments and stuff. So we're moving into a state where one Google executive who quit about a year ago said we created God. He was so freaked out by what he was seeing. So we're in a mess, a horrible mess. And like I keep telling people, some leader is not going to save us, we the people. And that's how the Constitution starts, because we the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. And the reason we're seeing this is because most of us are not participating. We're watching.
That's right.
Get action. And we need to have fighters out there, rebels. And without that, there is no hope for the future, in my opinion.
Well, John, I agree that it's, I know a lot of people are looking to Donald Trump as an answer, but it's much more than that. I mean, we had Donald Trump for 4 years, And the deep state is so deep and so pervasive that, I mean, it's almost like a doctor opening up the body and realizing that the cancer is metastasized. What do? Just seal it up and let it die, right?
Well, you know, it's just like when John F. Kennedy said he was going to take the CIA and tear it up and toss it to the winds. Well, shortly thereafter, he was shot and killed.
Right.
The people running the hierarchy are not very nice people. They never have been. If you look, if you study history, and I would encourage people to read my book, Battlefield America, which I go into all this, what we've seen in history and where we're headed. And it's a very dangerous road we're going. But I think I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. Mm-hmm. We can change things, but we need to know our Bill of Rights. Like we. One of our commentaries, and people should go ahead and read it. What if the Constitution no longer applies? Well, it no longer applies to most people because they don't know what's in it.
I mean, exactly. Right. Yeah. You've already subordinated yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Average American can't tell me what's in the First Amendment, which is the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, to rebel, do all kinds of things. The Fourth Amendment has been totally destroyed, in my opinion. With all this stuff we're seeing coming, is that with the new Biden hemisphere program, they're downloading a trillion domestic phone records annually.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to everything we're doing. They're watching everything we're saying. They're going to be controlling us, and they're going to be coming to our door. Don't worry about that, folks. You may get someone coming to your door saying that you may need to be arrested for what you're saying in your community. And a lot of Americans are backing this. About 50% of Americans in a recent poll that they don't think hate speech is protected anymore. What's hate speech?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's in the eye of the beholder, and that's not the way this is supposed to work. John, you know, you laid out some situations the government is doing here. What can we, the people, do in order to stop these bad guys? I mean, these guys are breaking the law with impunity right now, all under the banner of the Biden administration and the U.S. government. So what can we, the people, do to say, hell no, this can't continue?
Well, you know, it started a long time ago, like I said, back in the 1950s. But, again, it's in my book, Battlefield America. But the Fourth Amendment's really, really key. Let me say, I want to talk about a couple of amendments. The Fourth Amendment says we have a right to privacy that the government has no business looking at our emails, doing anything we're doing, unless they have a clear evidence they're committing a crime. They're doing it now on everything we're doing. They're working with Amazon and Facebook, and they're collecting all this information on us. I mean, we have huge files out, every American, and they know exactly what we're doing. And so that's really a freaky point. But here's the idea. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution, read it, folks, it says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Local governments, if they got up like the old Tea Party movement, if you remember that.
Right, exactly.
Died really quickly because people gave up. But it had a really good movement going. That was the idea that we, as the local government, can tell the government to get out of our community. Get the FBI out. Why is the FBI working with local police, watching everything people do? Why is the FBI now doing raids on people's homes, shooting veterans, by the way, FBI.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Disabled veterans, which happened in Tennessee not too long ago. Get these things out of our community. Shut down all the surveillance devices. Quit all this crap. Police have an app now on their phone, their local police, called Shadow Dragon. It used to take 30 days or a month or more for them to get all the information on us. Now with this new app, it takes 30 minutes. And we've had cases at the Rutherford Institute where people have been dragged out, thrown down the lawn, and beaten up. For the police were mistaken, and some people said, "Why are they so agitated?" Because they have this thing on their phone, all these ideas. You may have, if you have a weapon, they're going to be irritated. You could get a SWAT team raid. And folks, there are over 80,000 SWAT team raids annually in America. Listen, we're moving closer to, and I've written about this, to the old fascist movements in Nazi Germany.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. You see, all these things, like a credit score like they do in communist China, don't think that's not being exercised to some degree and in some process here in the United States, just like you, as John has pointed out. I mean, if you own a gun, if you belong to the wrong clubs, if you're in the basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton cited, you start to be queued up and put into a basket of interest when it comes to the FBI, right?
Right. They watch everything you do.
Well, this is the hard truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we appreciate, John Whitehead coming on here. But look, at you got to wake yourselves up. We cannot stay asleep. I mean, the reason we are where we are right now, because everybody trusted the government. And we realize, the hard way, we can no longer trust the government. They're not looking out for our best interest. More from John Whitehead on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Here's John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, an author and constitutional legal attorney. Wake up, America. I mean, this is what's happening to you. You're being overrun. We are in a war right now, and you're not even picking up your pistola, okay? There are things that you need to do in order to push back on this government that's overstepping. They're like Pac-Man, you know, like that game Pac-Man that we used to play with when we were kids. That just keeps chewing up our liberties, John Whitehead, at every turn. I mean, and there are nonstop until somebody can, you know, and the power of, as you pointed out, and the Constitution is there. But if we're not exercising the Constitution, then, you know, why do we even have the Constitution to begin with, right?
Yeah, and if they don't teach it in the public schools, which they don't, that's another thing to tell people. If you have kids in your schools, get together with people, your friends in the neighborhood that have other children, and get down there and make them start teaching the Bill of Rights. I mean, the Bill of Rights is only 462 words.
Yeah.
So it's obviously it takes about 2 minutes to read if you're a slow reader. But it has a tremendous amount of information in there in terms of what you can do and how you can fight back. But they don't want you knowing that. And they don't allow a lot of kids to read the Declaration of Independence in schools anymore. If you read the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, it says, if we don't like the government, we can get rid of it. They don't want rebels. That's the key. Rebels in the past, Jesus, you go down the line with all the rebels in our country, the people who founded this country, the government was always trying to shoot them or kill them.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's just the way it is. Well, if you go get out there and fight, I mean, I've been doing it for years, and I've had every kind of opposition you can imagine, and you just have to keep going. That's the point of life. The point of life is not to sit on your butt and watch TV like the average American watches 100.
Did we lose you here, John? Brad, I'm not getting a signal. I know John is in a tough area sometimes for communications, and suddenly he went off into the atmosphere here, but hopefully we can reconnect with him. Brad, please check. We've got a line interruption here going on. Anyway, I'm going to assume that John is off and that you can hear me. But, what John is stressing here is that, first of all, it starts with knowledge. You got to own your own knowledge. That's power there. And the government, this is why the government has purposely dumbed us down. You know, whether it's in the universities, educational systems, and everything that are taking place. I mean, look what's going on. For all the money we invest in education, what is happening with our children? And we along with it, because we're so engaged in, as John is pointing out, into amusement. And think about what amusement means. It means without mind, without thinking. So we're caught up and occupying a lot of our time that could be better invested, all things considered. So, you know, we're, doing what we can here to, keep this rolling. So, okay, hang on. I just got a notice from him to contact him via his cell phone. And that's the 434 number, if you have that. If not, let me, ladies and gentlemen, we're just having some, you know, little complications here. That's all, but it's okay. We can figure this out here. I just got to get information to Brad, because you need to hear what John is sharing here. This is so critical, because the onus is on us. You know, it is on us to when we talk about we the people, it is not anybody else. It's us that's allowing for this craziness to take place, where we have a questionable president who is in office. I know for some people it probably still rattles your nerves, but you got to keep in mind a majority, over 60% of America, still do not believe in the 2020 election, and they have their doubts about 2024 that's just around the corner, because the government's not interested. the status quo is not interested in solving the problem. Do we got John back with us?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'm right here.
Yes, yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. All of a sudden, you disappeared on me. I thought maybe the FBI came and picked you up early.
The internet went down, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, I said, hey, you know, these guys, they're listening to our phone calls. They're like that. And Fry just came in and knocked on the door and took you away from us without even giving us notice. But
yeah, that may
anyway.
Happen soon.
Yeah. Well, it's a, we're all targets, like you said. You know, the way the government is moving, they're capturing information. HHS has been doing this, you know, the Patriot Act, you know, of 2001 after 9/11. You know, this opened the door to even more, you know, government surveillance. And as you mentioned, Barack Obama just took the ball and ran with it and took it even further, right?
Yeah, and it's total surveillance now. There's nothing you're doing that. I mean, they have Wi-Fi machines. Some of the local police in some of the bigger cities, they can drive by your home in the middle of the night and see if you're in bed, if you're walking in the dark or whatever. They can see it moving through your walls. So it's the technology has moved so fast, and most modern Americans do not know that. I'm trying to get them to wake up and see that. That's why you go to our Rutherford.org website, you'll see we have a lot of that information there, because I'm telling people, if you got to get educated, education precedes action. Just sit and read. I mean, all your great thinkers said, read books, read articles, get educated. That's the only hope. But most of the people I talk to today, they just look at me and they shake their heads and go, well, what can we do? You know, I said, well, what could Jesus do? I go down the line. What could some of the great prophets do? They stood up for freedom. They got in trouble. But who do we remember today as good people?
Yes.
The people that sat on their hind ends and didn't do anything, or the people who stood up for rights.
Right. Exactly. Well, and that's how this country started. You know, it was an answer to prayer by God himself. And it took brave men. And it wasn't 100%. We know that, John. But it was enough to make a difference. And here we are, you know, thinking, how many of those courageous men and women do we have that can stand up against this oppressive government? I mean, look what's happening to Donald Trump at every turn, just like you said. And what's he guilty of? He's guilty of wanting to reinstate the Constitution and put the power of the government back in the hands of we the people. That just totally freaked out the Beltway. They couldn't handle that.
They don't want that, but here's the key, though. I'll just say, your local government. The Black Regiment, if you've never heard of it, I've written on that as well. It was the ministers during the American Revolution. There were some really neat scenes where I read about who would give a sermon. They would open their robes, their black robes, and have a rifle and say, it's time to stand for freedom.
Yes.
The British, when they went into cities during the American Revolution, burned the churches first. That's where the Patriots met. You need to get more of our churches and stuff teaching these principles. They can do it. They can and get the people ready to go, you know, across the country. And there is a hope for freedom, and it's there. And God has given it to us. We have God-given rights.
Exactly.
Our Constitution says that. So practice your God-given rights, people. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the government's watching everything you're doing. They're trying to stop you. They want to preempt you. And listen, I've written a lot on this as well. The media you're watching, TV and stuff, the news and all that, listen, some of your greatest journalists have quit and said, I can't stand this. The government's working with the big news channels.
Exactly.
So you're being propagandized into believing that just sitting and watching some silly person read from a teleprompter that's giving you the news, is that really the news? Or are you being told baloney?
Well, we're learning the hard way, John, that, you know, the media, you know, social media, this whole, you know, media industrialized complex has joined hands and are in agreement in supporting this totalitarian government. And, you know, this is nothing new. This has happened with other empires before America, right?
Right. And all the empires have collapsed. My opinion is the American empires have collapsed. Unless the American people wake up and save it.
15 seconds, John. Where can they go for more information? Let them know.
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, and read our materials. Donate to us. We support cases across the country fighting for freedom.
He is constitutional attorney, author, and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead. Thank you, John.
New federal data confirms that illegal, disposable, flavored e-cigarettes drive youth vaping. Here's former Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kerlikowski.
The latest data shows that Chinese-made illegal disposable vapes marketed in youth-enticing flavors are pouring into our country. The DEA has warned that these illegal products can be laced with fentanyl. The FDA must increase enforcement action.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The White House is pointing to Iran for attacks on three commercial ships in the Red Sea Sunday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The position of the United States, consistent with the position of the UN Security Council and consistent with the position of maritime nations across the world, is that attacks on commercial shipping in international waters are totally unacceptable and have to stop. And what we are doing now is engaging in intensive consultations with partners and allies to determine the appropriate next steps.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, believes he has enough votes to launch the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Johnson says the inquiry has become a necessary step. The House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. The Biden administration has called the impeachment efforts illegitimate. The House Oversight Committee has revealed dozens of offshore bank accounts tied to the Biden family. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Well, it's the first week of Advent as we prepare for the greatest gift that God has ever given us, you know, and this is all in preparation. And the first week of Advent talks about hope. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 62, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge." God alone is our hope. Jeff Kemp joins us now, my good friend, the former NFL QB and author and ministry leader. Jeff, what would we do without hope? I mean, being without hope is being without God, right?
It is. God is love, and God is eternal, and God is the answer to the problems of this world and the separation that we felt from His perfection and love. And Jesus is that answer. And I was thinking about this idea of Advent and the fact that it's really all about receiving. God did all the work. God packaged the gift, sent His Son, lived the perfect life, sacrificed as an atonement for sin, proved that He was God by raising from the dead, came back and commissioned the disciples to go and tell people about Him and spread the good news everywhere. But all we need to do, which we frankly don't even do that well, is receive the gift. And I was thinking, Bill, if there was a magnificent, amazing, wonderful person at your door, just outside your front door, representing hope, representing love, representing forgiveness and reconciliation with God, representing the power and the presence of God to live well in a broken world. Mm. If that person was just outside your door and they were offering themselves to you and they rang the doorbell and they knocked on the door, and all you did is look through the window and say, oh, that's Mr. Hope right there. That's Mr. Savior. That's Mr. Rescuer. I believe in him. I'm going to go to church and say that I believe in him. I'm going to sing a song at Christmas and believe in him. But you don't open the door and invite him into a family room, a kitchen, your bedroom, your closets, your recreation room, every part of your life, you're missing out on experiencing the hope. So it all comes down to receiving the gift of Christ, which is akin to opening that door and welcoming him in. So I want to talk about receiving this this month, which obviously is important, but it's also the title of the new book that I just wrote, Receive, The Way of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, the thing is that in receiving, there must be a giver, right? It starts with a giver. And as you pointed out, this starts with God. God is the one, and he gave us the greatest gift ever. All right. And by his example and what he demonstrated, you know, we realize some absolutes along the way that it is better to give than receive. But right now it's a season of receiving. And the thing is that if you understand the way God's economy works, is that you receive it, but you don't just appropriate that gift and hold it to yourself. You pay it forward. It basically goes through you and then blesses others, right? And it's an ongoing fount of blessing that takes place. It's not like in this culture that we live in that's so limited that we feel like, oh gosh, you know, if I pass on what's been given to me, I won't have anything left, right? That's what this fallen world tells you. But God's world says that, no, it's eternal. It's ever flowing to you, right? As long as you stay connected with the vine of life.
You're explaining that the world says there's a limited amount of good and kindness and hope and a limited amount of money, a limited amount of pleasure. I have to protect my piece of it. That's a zero-sum approach. But since God's infinite, and he's infinite love, and he's infinite generosity, and he created wealth, there's infinite wealth, we live from abundance, and it depends upon our generosity, how much he can trust to put into us. So I heard someone say the other day, be a fountain, not a drain.
Yeah, I like that.
Be a fountain that takes the blessings of God and pours them out to others, not a drain that sucks them down. Because if you suck them all to yourself, you don't even end up enjoying them, and they go away. Mm-hmm. So if you said it's better, and Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. But then I think he would also make clear, because he talks about receiving him over and over and over, all through what's quote in the New Testament, we have nothing to give unless we first receive from God. Mm-hmm. So A, we received life. B, we received salvation. It's received by grace. C, we receive the presence of God in our life. Jesus brought himself, God, and the Father to earth. He called himself, and he's called Emmanuel, God with us. He said, when I leave, it's good for you because I can send the Holy Spirit to be with all of my children at one time. And so he's given us his presence. And we receive salvation, forgiveness, love, hope, wisdom, which, of course, is throughout the Word of God, and his presence, that power of the Holy Spirit to remind us what's the right thing to do, that it will lead to reconciliation and healing. So it really is about receiving the Lord and all that he has for us, and then giving it to others. And that is why it is so crucial for us to celebrate the coming of Christ, the salvation of Christ, the presence of Christ in our lives, the Holy Spirit. That's mm-hmm. what I want to receive. I want to receive the presence of God and the control mm-hmm. of God in my life.
And especially now, Jeff, when you consider the condition of our world, okay, not that this is the worst it's ever been. You know, we always think whatever we're experiencing, it's the worst that's ever. It's never been, you know, it's, you know, this is epic, you know, kind of thing. There's no doubt that there is a lot of evil running around these days. But, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to combat that evil? You know, if you're not looking to God and if you're not running under the shelter of his covering, you're going to get your head lopped off. And
Romans describes what you said. It says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said, no one is good except my Father. We don't have good in ourselves unless we receive it from Abba Father through Jesus Christ, who now offers the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us, which by our humility, we want him to be in control. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to wrap up this show and talk about this week and the next couple weeks about this idea of receiving the fullness of God. And if someone really wants to delve into this, I just released this month the book Receive, The Way of Jesus mm-hmm. for Men.
Right.
And I've already had some women read it and say, well, this is for us too. You just wrote it in man language. And of course, and it's actually right. a great book to pick up a couple copies and give one to someone as a Christmas gift, because they'll receive the clarity of their identity and the presence of God in their life. The idea that manhood isn't achieved, it's received from God if you model Jesus, because he was the ultimate man. And then you have your game plan for life, because the Holy Spirit will tell you how to live. Treat your wife, treat your kid, handle that work situation, handle the evil and the temptations of the world. So receive. It's the way of Jesus, and it's available. I think it'd be a great Christmas gift for folks.
And how can they get their hands on it, Jeff?
Just go to Amazon.com and look up Receive by Jeff Kemp, or my website, JeffKempTeam.com.
Well, this week, Season of Hope, as Jeff says, a time to receive. You know, hope is out there. If we don't receive it, it's not going to do you any good.
Open
but the
door.
Idea, yes, exactly. Open the door. The Spirit is knocking. Let him in. And the hope that you're looking for is there in much the same way, Jeff, that in front of Pontius Pilate, when he asked Jesus, he goes, what is the truth? The truth was right before him. Well, the hope
exactly.
that you're looking for is right before you. It is that near. Jeff Kemp, thank you, sir. Take care. God bless.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches
sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got the Good News Girl with us. Yes, Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, you know, having as much fun as they'll allow me. You know how it is.
Yes.
Hey, I love these stories that you got. I wanted to lead off with this first one, only because I was of the class of 68, and so I could relate to this woman who lost her, was it New Hampshire class ring? Is that what it was? And treasure hunter finds it and returns it to her some 55 years later. What a story here, huh?
Oh, yeah. So Marilyn Dacos, when she was 18 years old, she had just gotten her class ring the week before. You know, it makes me wonder where my class ring is now. I'm like, yeah. I hope my mom has a hold of that because I haven't seen my ring in a little while. But so she was, the year was 1968. She just got her ring the week before. And she goes out with her boyfriend, and they went parking, which anybody who, like, ever heard of parking back in the day knows is kind of like yes. a place to go make out and do that kind of stuff. And he wanted to see her ring, and he ends up dropping it as he was, like, going to the bathroom. And
right.
so she gets out. They look around. Of course, it's probably nighttime when that happened. Couldn't find it. So she comes back the next day, and she still can't find it. You know, she's looking all over the place, and she ends up just giving up, and she never told her parents because of the situation
yes.
that was going on. And so 50 years later, a man named Norm Brown, you know, he's taken up a hobby about 3 years ago where he's doing metal detecting, and he's talking about all the cool stuff he finds. And he just happened to be over by the lake where she was, where Marilyn was all those years ago with her boyfriend. And he... he just scans and he finds the gold ring and he picks it up and it's got the class and her initials on it. So he goes on Facebook and tracks her down. And she happened to have moved away from the area like 4 years ago. And her husband passed away last year. She came back to be with friends. And, you know, so it was just like a little gift for her at the time. And you kind of makes you like want to take up metal, you know, metal detecting and see what.
I know these people find some strange treasures, but for him to have the heart enough to say, "Whoa, this must have been a treasured possession for somebody to go in and you know and investigate, find out you know the high school and the initials and you know that sort of thing, and for it to kind of come together and probably the ring was probably there where it fell and lying there for over 50 years, possibly, right?
Yeah, see, like, I wonder, like, how far down it was. I have so many questions how it could be there for so long and then just be detectable. Like, I just...
How many other people went out there and parked and probably ran over the ring and buried it further into the dirt and then you got the elements coming over and you know and wind and rain and all that kind of stuff, but the ring still still survives. What an incredible story and a lot to say about that that gentleman who you know found her and put it back together. That is very cool.
That's great.
Next story is about. Yep, exactly. Good on Norm Brown. Let's talk about the crane operator who, you know, he's doing his job, right? And sees a man on top of a burning building, and he realizes, hey, I got the crane. Maybe I can go save this guy, right?
That's right. So Glenn Edwards, he's actually a crane operator in Egham in England. And, you know, it was actually his colleague that he saw. This guy's on a high-rise building that was engulfed in flames. And this is one of those moments he can't jump off. You know, it's like he's moments away from death. If you watch the video, I watched the video after I read the story, and my heart was like, you know, it's like, I know how this ends. I know he's going to get away, and I could feel my palms getting sweaty and my heart racing just watching this.
Yeah, I see. You know, Pax is getting excited hearing you talk about it. He was there too, right?
He's like, it was crazy. But there was just flames, like, shooting up behind the sky, black smoke, and the smoke makes it so hard that Glenn can hardly see what's going on. So he's having to have one of his other coworkers look, and he takes the crane, and there's a cage on the bottom of the crane. And, you know, just thanks to his quick thinking, he uses the crane and lowers the cage and puts it right there so the guy can climb in. He can't even see what's going on from all the smoke. He's, like, going based off of his colleague.
Exactly.
And the crowd below cheering and shouting and ends up right at the last minute lifting this guy up from a horrific death. You know, it's just a terrible way to go. You know, he just did it just without thinking. And then you think about, like, the skills the crane operator has to have to be able to do that. Just think quick, okay, I got to get the cage, I got to get it here. I mean, he had moments, and he did it. He still hasn't been able to meet the gentleman he rescued yet, but he said all he wants is a pint of beer. Yeah, he hasn't met him.
Oh, wow.
And then, so he's, like, they actually started doing, they did a GoFundMe for this guy, for Glenn, to, like, buy him a beer, and it's raised over 10,000 pounds so far, which I think is great.
You know, it's a lot of beer.
I hope he goes out and has beers with different people or uses different
Good. Beers on me, and get all the crane operators in the neighborhood together, and, you know, we'll celebrate and, you know, and be grateful for crane operators, especially that can, you know, save lives and answer the call here. Well, Sam, so if you had $5, what would you do with $5?
I would go to the casino. Normally, I would never think of this. It's just a man named John. He was a visitor from Texas. He went to the Caesar Casino, and he ends up taking a $5 wager and playing the slot machine. I'm sorry, it was the Paris Las Vegas Hotel Casino, which is one of the Caesar ones. And he ends up winning $1,390,820. And this is just from the slot machine. So I thought this was a little cool story. This is a little cool story.
This is like a one-bet deal? I got $5, throw it in the machine, see what happens, and $1.4 million pops out? Was that the deal?
Yes, it was just in one visit that he ends up winning it. So I'm not sure if it was, like, the first slot or if it's just, it was just he's there for one day. He had $5, starts off. And, you know, because you usually think of people when they win, even if they win, they end up giving it back a lot of times. So, you know, you win, in, you have 100, you get up to 10,000, and then somehow you don't walk away with anything.
Because you're playing with house money at that point, but then, you know, what the house giveth, the house can taketh away, right?
Unless it's 1.3
million. Yeah, then you go, okay.
So she's like, you know what, I'm good. I think I'm going to walk away. So I just thought this was a happy little story of somebody succeeding at a casino. $5, I would not normally ever think to do that. I actually hardly ever even played the lottery myself because I know somebody's got to win, but your chances are so incredibly small. Thank goodness I don't have the desire to. Yeah, you see people winning all the time, but there's so many people that don't win and spend a lot of money on it. So.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I got to tell you, my mother spent so much money on, I mean, this was like her entertainment. And you go, okay, well, Mom, you know, you're 93 years old, and that's what you do for entertainment, you know. you smoke cigarettes and play the lotto, you know.
I know. And if she wins, then, you know, I'm sure she'll share with her with all her children.
Yes. Well, you know, and she, you know, she never won really big, but you know, she went a couple hundred bucks there, a couple hundred there. But I mean, it was just something to keep her entertained, and it drove some of the siblings nuts. But I say, hey, look at, you know, she's 93. What are you going to do? I mean, it's like the same thing. You know, she goes in and I'm sharing family stories here, and she's gonna, you know, she's gonna come down and get me. She's gonna slap me. But anyway, what happened is, like, you know, she went in because she'd been smoking all her life, right? And she goes in and you know, they had her on oxygen for a while. They got her, I don't know if she was early stage emphysema or whatever, but had some condition. And so they put her on oxygen for a month. And so, you know, when they came to pick up that oxygen tank, that tank didn't get too far out the front door before she was back to smoking again. And in the follow-up visit, the doctor, you know, asked her, says, are you still smoking? And she just kind of gave him that look, like, why are you asking me that question? And he goes, well, how old are you? And I think at the time she was 89. And she goes, 89? He goes, well, forget it.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's not affecting you enough. You're 89. You're good.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Somehow, yeah, what are we going to do here? You know, so enjoy your life. This next story, by the way, let's shift away from my family, and we've got a Mensa member. He's 3 years old. 3 years old, and he enters the association. This is a Guinness World Record, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is actually a little girl. Her name's Isla McNabb. She's from Crestwood, Kentucky. And she started spelling when she was just two years old. And she started knowing her numbers and colors and all that kind of stuff when she was just a year old. So I'm thinking about that. I'm like, Paxton, you're about to be a year old. Like,
yeah, buddy, step up. Step your game up.
Step up. Let's see what's going on. And
Either that or we're going to Vegas with $5.
I know.
Take five bucks out of your birthday money, man. We're gonna go work the slot machines. So anyway, so here's this genius at 1 year old. She's got all this stuff down, and now at three, she becomes an official Mensa member, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the Mensa member, you have to take an IQ test, and Mensa is for people who are the top 2% of the population. And little Isla, she was the top 1%.
Wow.
Just 3 years old. So I'm like, do you guys have a different test for 3 year olds? How beating the rest of us adults? I'm very curious.
Yeah, how do they understand? And again, you wonder, okay, here she is at three. What is she going to be, you know, 20 years from now?
I know. Ooh, that's a lot of pressure.
She'll be uber genius. She'll just be off the charts.
That's right.
I mean, totally, right?
That's right.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on her.
Interested to see. That's right.
Well, that's it. Well, also, you got to check out the world's oldest living land animal celebrating 191st birthday. What animal is this? Real quick, we got 10 seconds.
He's a giant tortoise. His name is Jonathan, and he was
leave it to the tortoise.
While slavery was still there.
Well, slow and steady. That's the way they go. Yeah, that's why she's the good news girl. Samantha Mal, thank you, Sam.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm